This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. From the back porches of the Piedmont to the dive bars of the Delta, professional musicians have been throwing themselves into gospel, blues, and roots music for generations, and that can be a tough existence. Working musicians who don't catch a lucky break stick with it because it's in their souls. Timothy Duffy has something in his soul, too, and that is a deep need to preserve Southern music traditions that have shaped the American sound. And he has supported artists who have dedicated their lives to its rhythms and melodies. Timothy Duffy founded Music Maker Relief Foundation 25 years ago to do just that. He's got a new album and a book of photography that captures a generation of Southern musicians who he thinks deserve to be both seen and heard. The book is Blue Muse, Timothy Duffy's Southern Photographs, and Tim Duffy is here with us now. Welcome back, Tim. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations. 25 years for this foundation. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Tell us briefly, give us an idea what the foundation does and what that's all about.
The Music Maker Relief Foundation is dedicated to helping true pioneers and forgotten heroes of Southern music. A lot of our greatest legacy to the musical world is the music that was created in the South. Unfortunately, a lot of this music was created from people that are brought over here on boats and chains. And they created, under that tremendous adversity, one of the greatest human expressions we have. And so a lot of the great-great-great-grandsons and great-great-great-granddaughters have helped preserve the music in their communities. And so we identify those musicians and we help them in different ways. A lot of them are living on $600 a month per se. So a sustenance grant of $100 or $200 a month for a medicine, like for diabetic medicine, can change their life considerably. Performances. We issue over 450 performances last year around the world. So music, they can earn a living. It's not a hand out, it's a hand up.
Yeah.
And then education. We have exhibitions that go around. We have books. So if you don't know where you're coming from, how is our youth going to know where they're going?
Yeah, and you've collected the music as well and a recording. And now this gorgeous collection of photographs of these musicians. Your photography is amazing. And talk about the process that you use, because these are stunning photographs, but it's an old, old process.
It's an old process. It's I threw my artist hat. I've taken photographs for 25 years, and I use this a truly American art form called the tintype. You take a black piece of tin, and you coat it with collodion, and then you you silvertize it, you expose it, and then you develop it, and you fix it right there. So in 15 minutes, it's like the first Polaroid.
Instant photos.
Instant photo. Yeah. It was the second form of photography after the daguerreotype. And it kind of fell out of favor in 1910. It was pretty much gone. A group of Civil War reenactors started bringing it back in the around 76. And a fellow named John Coffer wrote an exquisite instructional book. It's so easy. This book is so genius book. You could just read it. It's like making Nestle Toll House cookies off the back.
Well, sort of, but it is a bit of a process.
It's a process, and photography is a vision. It's not a process. It's what's in front of the camera and what's behind the camera. And studying Man Ray and Josef Karsh and, all the great photographers for 20 years. I thought I had a statement. And these were my friends.
Well, what about the rig itself, the camera? I mean, how big is it?
It can be huge. I use a gigantic one. It's a bi-post stand on 11 by 14 Deerdorf. The whole rig probably weighs 600 pounds.
So no more. This is not a Toll House cookie anymore.
No, and I can do it with small cameras too. But most of this book is really portrait photography done in a studio, and a lot of in my addition to this old form is because it's such an old form. And if you see old tintypes, they look very serious because they had to stay still for 20 seconds up to a minute and a half in the shade. And so when the elders would come to my studio when it was nighttime or raining, these guys are 80 years old, I had to do it inside. And so I used a tremendous amount of flash. One flash that I use was designed to light up the Madison Square Garden for a basketball game. And I use 8 of those. So it's intense experience.
Yeah, it's a lot. The one thing about getting to be my age, though, is sitting still is not a hard thing for me to do anymore.
Yeah.
But let's talk right on the cover. You've got a picture of Ironing Board Sam.
My hero. I just love Ironing Board Sam. And he was kind of the inspiration. I was watching the video. My wife had this idea, Denise, to take a picture straight down on Sam. So you have this 14-foot bipod stand and a 6-foot camera dropping straight down on Sam and my whole crew, Aaron and Korn, and everyone was there holding this thing. And we light it. And Sam is a performer. And this was the first shot we took with this new rig. And it was perfect. And when I saw this, I said, Sam, we're going to take this to a museum. This is really a breakthrough moment. And these guys come to the camera because they know what Music Maker is about. These aren't subjects. These are partners. And they hold on to these traditions because they want people to know about it. And they're in front of the camera because they know future generations will know about it.
He's looking up into the camera with this absolute glow, fingers on the piano. And
it's devastating.
Amazing. And the guy can sing and play. Let's listen to a little bit of the music of Ironing Board Sam.
When it took a ride on a runaway train, left it all behind. Everything he found was in vain. Loose diamond. He was a music boy with using random phrases and words. But his mind is shot, all his thoughts scatter like birds. Loose diamond, loose diamond.
It's just a clip of Ironing Board Sam playing his song Loose Diamonds. That song is on the album that accompanies the book Blue Muse. Photographer Tim Duffy is my guest, also the founder of the Music Maker Relief Foundation. He'll be at the Regulator Bookshop, Tim will, in Durham tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, along with Bill Ferris and the Glorifying Vine Sisters. So that'll be an event. And Ironing Board Sam is still active, right?
Yeah, and he'll be at closing the Blues Tent on the second weekend of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Ironing Board Sam is a very important guy to that festival. It was at all the early ones. They host pictures of him on banners. So even though he had a stroke and can't play as good as he can, Quint Davis, the director, invited him and his family, and they're going to launch a new dance sensation, Do the Ironing Board, with all his grin.
do the Ironing Board.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like something I could do, too. Yeah. But tell us a little bit more about his career, for instance. I mean, there's so many.
Well, this
many
is a
artists.
Typical example of how Music Maker can intervene. Ironing Board Sam came off, his father was a sharecropper in South Carolina. He invented one of the first portable electronic keyboards, very important guy. He was on the first African-American musical television show called Night Train, the precursor of Soul Train. He bounced around a lot of little labels, never got famous, ended up with a 20-year tenure in New Orleans. And when we met him, he was in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, getting evicted from his trailer, had a shoddy gig at a steakhouse. I knew of him, followed him since I was a kid. We, Music Maker, moved him to Hillsboro. We got him a car. We got him teeth. We got him glasses. We got him performance clothes. We did 5 albums in 5 years. He returned to the Jazz Fest multiple times, toured Switzerland, Germany, went to Australia, and then he had a stroke.
Well, but it talks about what has happened to these artists. Many of them were making money for somebody, record companies, whatever, for festivals and that sort of thing, and then they end up in a trailer with no teeth. And this is the sad legacy, unfortunately, all across this country with artists of that generation, and perhaps a lot of that still going on. Who did that song, Give Me Back My Teeth? That was a great song.
I don't know.
That was a great song. Give Me Back
My
Teeth.
No, Give Me Back My Wig by Hound Dog. There you go.
There's a whole series. There's an album to be done. Hey, a picture of Dom Flemons, who we know. For his part in the Chocolate Drops. And, of course, he's got a great solo career. Vanya Kennard is with him in this photograph. Tell me a little more about that picture.
Tim and Vanilla came over to my studio, and Dom pulled out a broom. He said, I just carved this broom, and we're going to jump the broom, or we're going to get married today. I want you, Tim, to take our wedding photograph. And I was like, okay. And they did it, and we got an incredible photo. They look so happy. And Dom has been a great champion of music maker and our board of directors. And he'll be down there at our gallery opening there in May and at the New Orleans Museum of Art, and his photo's on the wall. And Vanilla's, there's a public art component to the exhibit in New Orleans, and Vanilla will be on the wall down there.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Dom Flemons' music from the CD here. He's performing Polly Put the Kettle On.
Nothing in the world can make me snub you. Polly, put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on. Boil a teacup, bread and buzz. Good enough for anybody. Bread and buzz, good enough for me. Kettle on, Polly, put the kettle on, boil the chica, the bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. This way I get good, boy.
Dom Flemons performing the song Polly Put the Kettle On from the album that accompanies the book Blue Muse. Photographer Timothy Duffy is my guest, also the founder of the Music Maker Relief Foundation. Tim Duffy's going to be at the Regulator Bookshop in Durham tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, along with Bill Ferris and the Glorifying Vine Sisters. Of course, Dom Flemons is not one of those artists who has fallen on hard times, but one who has been very supportive of bringing back the music, elevating the music, and, of course, elevating music makers.
When I launched the Carolina Chocolate Drops, I introduced those guys. They were hanging out with Joe Thompson, but I introduced them to a lot of artists, and particularly Matt, an old folkie named Pat Sky. And Pat had done everything Dom wanted to do by 1965. And so a lot of what we can do with young artists is show them the roadmap through artists like Taj Mahal, who's very involved with us, or Bonnie Raitt is involved with us. But when I meet these young artists that have a trajectory, we know how to help navigate that for them.
Yeah, and it's interesting that a lot of young artists, when they hear it, find this stuff. This is not old at all. It's something that they embrace and move forward.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, still very much alive.
And that's what the whole point is. You have to keep involving young people in the music, and especially just being in a business for so many years. We had a great lawyer, Bill Krasilowski, wrote This Business of Music, who founded Music Maker Relief Foundation, and he wrote the copyright law of 1972. So having resources like that for people in the business is not that we talk a lot about, but we do that a great deal for the young artists.
I plagiarized the copyright law. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But I never got caught. Freeman Vines. Don, this is an incredible story, an incredible photo, but tell us about him.
Freeman Vines and the Vines family are one of the most important families that I've met in the 25 years doing this. If you cut North Carolina in half by 95, the eastern part of North Carolina could be the poorest state in our nation. Freeman Vines, when I took that photo, I heard he made eccentric instruments. And you'll see this photo of all these instruments piled above him, in front of him. When I saw them, I knew he wasn't a folk artist. He was on along lines of a Jean Basquiat or a Russian romantic. He was disguising art in an everyday object as a guitar. And then he introduced me to his sisters, the Vine sisters who have traveled around. But Freeman talks eloquently about race and eloquently about coming up under the Jim Crow system and being alive today. And this photo is breathtaking. You know, what is out there in America and what is veiled from poverty and class and race is beyond measure. It's like Alan Lomax told me, everyone thinks Alan Lomax did a lot of work. Alan told me, we only know the very tip, the tiniest tip of the iceberg of what was created in our country.
And there's a story about the wood that he has, at least for some of it. I don't know if it's true, but some of the wood
that he uses.
Oh, it's
very true. The wood is an old man that was at a lynching of Oliver Moore in 1930. When the tree fell, the survivors of the lynching mob, 200 people, took this fella and shot him 200 times and hung him up and left him side of the road for a while to terrorize the community. They sawed it up in lumber, and Freeman had these lumber of this hanging tree wood in his shop, and he crafted these guitars. But he'll say he makes guitars out of a step from a tobacco barn, or he'll make it from a mule trough or a slop, and he'll say, I see the cemeteries of the white people, but where are the cemeteries of the slaves? They probably plowed them under. Are we walking under my slaves? So in his sense, everything that is a found object is from the blood of the root. Mm-hmm. And so everything he makes is a hanging tree guitar.
Amazing stuff. I want to play a little music here from John D. Holman, who is another artist who has actually been on this show. Let's play a little bit of Hambone.
We're getting those bone together there. Hambone, Hambone, where you been? Round the world, I'm going again. Hambone, Hambone, ain't you ashamed for beating your wife while walking cane? Hambone. I bought a T-Mala Ford with a pistol and a ring, had two hind wheels and one front spring. Cause the fender's good, seat made of plank, all fault to find it's hard to hell the crank. When it stops, I'm going to let it too. Burn nothing but looking to buy the juice of Hambone.
John D. Holman, the song Hambone, featured on the album Blue Muse, the book of the same name. Timothy Duffy is the photographer who took the pictures and founder of the Music Maker Relief Foundation, celebrating its 25th anniversary. Tim's going to be at the Regulator Bookshop in Durham tomorrow night at 7, along with Bill Ferris and the Glorifying Vine Sisters. Tell us more about John D.
John D. is the epitome of Piedmont blues. He actually learned from people that learned from the great Blind Boy Fuller. John D. is still with us. He's 90 years old. He lives in Hillsboro. He's just a great, great gentleman. I've traveled all around the world. He's represented way before I started working with him. He went to the State Department and went over 45 different countries playing all over the world. We have a way you can support these artists, a thing called Spring Into Action. Our board of directors put up $25,000 and it'll match one-to-one up to $25,000 this spring. So anyone wants to go to musicmaker.org and learn how to support people like John D. Holman and all these folks that gave us such great music, please do.
And you can do that at our website, stateofthings.org. Timothy Duffy. Tim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tim is the founder of Music Maker Relief Foundation, also the photographer and folklorist behind Blue Muse. Timothy Duffy's Southern Photographs. Tim Duffy's going to be at the Regulator Bookshop in Durham tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, with Bill Ferris and the Glorifying Vine Sisters. And you can find out more about the Music Maker Relief Fund at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the music of cellist and storyteller Shauna Tucker. Stay tuned.